Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Companion, it is 7 minutes just after 12. We are outside today. It is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. My name is Sibongile Mofokeng, and we are coming live to you from Mpumalanga. We are at the Loskop Dam Forever Resort. And we're not so far from Denilton. So most of Denilton, Sondela, you know, if you're tuned in and you're listening. And we are here to celebrate today the world. It actually is the World Cleanup Day today. And we are celebrating it with style. In style, we are so honored to be with the Department of Education, yase Mpumalanga. So what's happening? The Department of Mpumalanga, Education, and together with Agricultural, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs, Babone, which it's very important that they bring us together today to celebrate this and to observe the World Cleanup Day, an international event aimed at uniting people worldwide to clean up their surroundings and raise awareness about waste management to promote sustainability and reduce pollution. So the Mpumalanga Department of Education, together with the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs, are hosting today, and they're hosting the Cleanest School Award ceremonies today right here at Loskop Forever Resort in the Steve Chwete local municipality. And this is like really awesome. This is in connection with their campaign, Ranza Shikolo Shawena. And I am so honored today to be talking to Ubabu Gerald Sambo this morning. How are you doing? Today is Kipelenga Pand. We are outside. The birds are singing. The grass is green. It's springtime. What's happening?
No, I think this is a true reflection of what we're talking about, the greening,
yes.
The green economy,
yeah.
The love of nature.
Yeah.
So it's very important that we feel, you know, the breeze.
Yes.
And hear the birds singing.
Yeah.
So that we do really talk about what we mean when we say Ranza Shikolo Shawena campaign,
yeah.
But the Cleaner School competition. So
yes.
The Cleaner School competition is actually a culmination of the Ranza Shikolo Shawena campaign. Remember, uh-huh. When we started with the Ranza Shikolo Shawena campaign, it was leading to the Cleaner School competition.
Yes.
But it's very important to note that it is our wish that this remains a daily thing in all our schools.
Mm.
And what we're doing really is just to encourage our schools to commit in terms of ensuring that they create that enabling environment,
yes.
That will allow learning and teaching to flourish.
Yeah.
And when you talk about a cleaner school competition also, we're not looking at the outlook of the school,
mm.
But there's quite a number of elements that we take into account as a department.
Mm.
We also look into the issues of the relationship amongst learners. How is the school dealing with the issues of bullying? How are they
okay.
coming with campaigns that really support
yeah.
anti-bullying?
Yeah.
How is the relationship amongst learners? How is the relationship between learners and educators?
Yes.
And how is the relationship amongst educators themselves? And how is the relationship between the school and the community?
Right.
And how is the school working to fight against the issue of substance abuse? And many other social issues.
And this
issues
is part of cleanup.
And
of
it's
course.
Part of cleanup, yeah.
Yes.
So we're looking at the school as, you know, clean in the true sense of the word.
Yeah.
The school might be clean and everything.
But the manners as well.
Because the school, it's not supporting learning and teaching, because you can have a clean school.
Mm.
But once you don't deal with these other issues, learning and teaching will always be disrupted.
So tell us about the process of the competition. I understand there are 4 districts. How many districts have been chosen? Like schools from different districts that are there?
School, the committee start from a district.
Yes.
Then they submit their cleaner school.
Uh-huh.
Then the adjudicators from private sector, Department of Agriculture. You've got the officials from Environmental Affairs, and you've got officials from the department. Because also look at how the school is actually conducting the school nutrition program.
Yes, the gardens.
The garden,
yes.
And how is the food prepared,
mm-hmm.
the hygiene, is it followed?
Mm-hmm.
So hence I'm saying that when you look at the cleaner school competition, Some may think that we look at a very beautiful school, but it might be very beautiful. But when you go inside and you look at the other issues, the school might not be chosen.
The ruling might be high and all.
There's a school in Bushbuck Ridge, very old. The buildings are old, but the conduct of the learners at the school, one, but also the relationship wise in the school, how they all relate, including the parental involvement. The school is excellent.
Wow.
And it was the 2024 winner. No, 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 the 2023
winner.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And
is it still part of the...
We give others a chance.
Okay.
We try to at least give us a chance. But in the main, what we wish to see going forward is the cleanliness of our school in the true sense of our word. And we believe that the competition is one of the ways that will assist us to encourage our schools to remain, you know, clean. But the Ranza Scholar Shawana campaign is also a campaign that is supporting this program.
Yeah.
But it's also important to note that as human beings, we cannot be told to bath every day.
Yeah.
You know that when I wake up, I need
you
to
have
bath,
to
I
do
need
it.
To brush my teeth, I need to look good.
Yes.
And I need to conduct myself. So this should become a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It should not be something that schools practice when
there's a competition like this.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's not do the Ranza Scholar Shawana campaign when the department does the provincial launch. But let's rather say it to us as a school. It's the Ranza Scholar Shawana campaign every day.
Yeah.
Like we say, making every day a Mandela Day. Let's make every day a Ranza Scholar Shawana campaign. If you're a community member, you see a broken window at school, go and buy that.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, how does the community
donate your time, fix it? Because the more you have windows that are not broken at the school, it's difficult for these learners to break these windows. But the minute you've got a lot of broken windows,
then they can
vandalize and whatever. So also have a way of making sure that the people who actually protect the school, the first line of defense is the community. Because the community, you come together and devise ways and means, and you can actually make sure that you do protect your school, you love your school, you keep it clean. Sometimes you know, you look at some of the poorest families, you visit them in the not so good looking houses. But when
the cleanliness
and you look at the behavior of everybody within the family, you realize that these ones, you keep them mentioned, they're going to make it something like hustle or something. So it's very important that we begin to inculcate that culture. And they say once you do something regularly, it ends up becoming a culture.
Yeah.
So you become the sum of what you repeatedly do. So if you continue, you know, trying by all means to inculcate the culture of cleanliness at school,
this
thing will end up becoming a culture, and it will be very difficult for learners not to
follow suit and do that.
So
but let me ask this one. Because you've already started, and it's years now, the competition has been running, and schools have been running with Ranza Scholar Shawana and all. How has bullying, the levels of bullying at our schools been doing in Mpumalanga? Because we know that now there's cyberbullying, WhatsApp bullying from learners to learners as well. And sometimes learners bullying educators. But now how have the levels gone? Because we are cleaning up everything.
I think what we can indicate currently as a department is that you do have those, you know, sporadic cases that you'll identify there and there. But it's not as... It isn't not as rife as maybe as compared to other provinces. When you look at the number of cases that are reported. But be that as it may, we feel that one case is just too much. We need to make sure that we don't have a single case of bullying in our school. Because the important thing is we want to have schools that become champions of learning.
So you're talking back schools to schools?
Yeah, there must be schools in the true sense of a way. We need parent involvement. We need community involvement. We need the business leaders. We need the religious leaders. We need community leaders to come and play a role in this course, because we believe that if we work together, we'll definitely win this war that is actually disrupting learning and teaching. At the end of the day, everything that we do, be it the procurement of textbooks, be it a program of Ranza Scholar Shawana campaign, be it the Clean School competition, be it the National Awards and many other programs, they are actually directed at ensuring that we improve learning and teaching in our school. So we want to have a school to be a school in the true sense of a word. If you get into a schooling environment, you wonder if the learners at the school, because of the way it's, you know, you visit schools in the province, you'll be surprised when now it's break time. There's a lot of learners outside, but when you came into the school,
so clean, you know, so quiet.
Could not so that is the school.
Yeah.
And the motivation part, have self-motivated educators.
Yeah.
Have your learners to build the kind of culture of showing respect and honor to their teachers, because these are their parents when they're at school, whether young or old, but when they're at school, they remain in the care of these educators. Mm. So you need to have that culture where even when there's a young educator at the school, these learners should see these
as a parent
and respect and listen to them, because at the end of the day, the only way to achieve the quality results that you need is when you got learners who are committed in their studies, but also have learners that respect their educators and their peers at the school level.
Talking about results, how has this campaign affected, you know, or impacted the results, yearly results in the schools? Do you think it's fair to say?
No, definitely. Mpumalanga has improved greatly. If you look at the results of last year, it was quite a huge improvement from the 76 to the 84.99. 45%, and we are quite excited, and our target for this year is 90 and above. And if you look at how the districts are performing, the indication is that Mpumalanga might be above 90% this year, and with the commitment from the school, most of the schools are committing 100%,
right.
Which is a good thing, that when you do not get 100%, you know that you will be somewhere in the 90s, and this is still good results. But our wish is that all the learners pass, and we're hopeful that in years to come we'll produce 100% result. But for now, the target is 100%. But if we do not get 100%, at least let us get the 90%, so that we pass a large number of learners. And with looking at the June results, and also now that learners are writing the trial examinations, you'd get a sense that we'll definitely get the 90 and above, should things remain the way they are, and should the learners and educators continue to commit themselves, you know, ensuring that quality teaching and learning takes place every day without any hindrance.
Now, I'm just thinking, Ubuti, just Kolo Sawena is playing a big role in all of this.
No,
there's a hashtag that says, but visible.
Yeah, call everyone.
Does it mean that the support that the learners and the educators are getting from business people, from the communities, really helps with studying?
Actually, the visible comes from leave no one behind.
Yeah.
It means if you don't leave anyone behind, you're actually calling everyone to say, guys, let's go.
Yeah.
If it's in the community, the school should call everybody. The community should call everybody to rally around schools.
Yeah.
Because schools become centers where the culture of respect and
is
built. And once you've got behavioral change from the learner's side, it's easy to see a greater behavioral change even from the greater community. But also remember, in communities where you have dysfunctional communities, that has got a way of spilling into the school as well. So you also need to have a balance to say, once you've got this community that is supporting the schools, it's easier to have schools that are better controlled, to have schools that focuses more on learning and teaching and with less disruption. And it's what we're calling a point to say, whether there will be disruption or whether you'll have service delivery protest, but let that not affect schools, because schools should remain centers of excellence.
Yeah.
But also, these children must be given an opportunity to also study, because you also had an opportunity to go to school study. Let's not use our children as a way of fighting for many other service delivery challenges in our communities, but let's rather make sure that whoever tries to disrupt learning and teaching in the name of service delivery, where the first as a community say, no. Let's allow the teachers, let's allow the learners to go to school. The people always give an example to say, in the 1976 uprising, not even a single school was burnt, not even a single hospital was destroyed, no clinic. The devil says, you can't still voice out your dissatisfaction
and not affect
without affecting learning and teaching. Because it's one day that is missed for learning and teaching. It's quite a lot. And it's got a way of impacting in the performance of the learners at the end of the year. So let's allow our children to study hard,
yeah,
focus more on their studies so that they achieve their full academic potential.
I think I'm more excited than you guys.
No, we're all excited. We're all excited. The school is here.
Yeah.
And want to say that by virtue of all of them being here, uh-huh, it's a clear indication that they have what it takes. They have what it takes. And they are all winners in their own right. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in a competition,
there has always to be one that's chosen.
In some instances, you'll have a number one in a classroom who has obtained 96.7% and have a number two who has obtained 96.3. And you look at both of them, they're really good performers.
Yes,
so
yes,
it doesn't necessarily mean that the one who obtained 96.2 or 96.3, it's less performing. Mm-hmm. No, they're all performers, but at the end of the day, there's always something that will single out to someone to say, you know, you are number one. When there's a game of soccer, Pirates won 3-0. Unfortunately, even when they went to penalty, should they have went to penalties, whichever team that will score more goals
yeah,
would.
So, would be the winner.
But I would say Stellenbosch United, for you to reach the finals, you are a champion by all the boss. I mean, how many teams? You've got 8 teams.
Of course. So,
and then you were number 2. So they're also one of the best performing teams. So it's a comparison to say the schools that are here.
Yes.
If you go inside and watch the videos when you're doing, you know, showcasing how the school were nominated and looking at the surroundings, you realize that no, but it was tight. It was very tight.
Sure.
It was just imagine. It was very difficult. I feel for the judges and the adjudicators who actually went and visited the schools, interviewed the principals and the learners. To say if you have seen such schools, it will be difficult for you to
very
say
hard.
This is number one.
Okay, so but which schools and which districts are we looking at today?
We're looking at the four education districts. Let me allow the video inside to announce the nominated schools. But we've got the four districts.
Yes.
Ehlanzeni is represented, Nkangala is represented, Gersiband is represented, Buhlabela is represented.
Yes.
So each of one of them has got their schools here.
Uh-huh.
And we'll hear the winner. We'll bring the winner here to come and say how do they feel and how are they managing the schools.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not something that just happened by chance.
Uh-huh.
It's a conscious decision to say we want to build a clean environment in our schools.
Uh-huh.
And you have the involvement of the SGBS parents component.
Uh-huh.
You've got the community leaders, you've got the educators and the learners who work collaboratively in ensuring that we achieve that purpose. And once you've got that collective, it's difficult for one single individual to move outside the collective, because the collective would be saying, this is the direction that we're taking and this is what we want to achieve at the end of the day.
Oh, wow. This is like really awesome. In closure, what do you say to those schools that are here from all the districts? I think four districts are represented today and four schools from there.
Yeah, I'm saying all the best to all of them and congratulations
May
for
the
making
best
it
memory
to this far. But let me also send a message to the other schools to say we want to see this as a lifestyle in all our schools.
Yeah.
Because what is becoming a challenge is that we build schools, but because of a lack of maintenance and taking care of the school infrastructure, going back as a department to come and do repairs and all that. Meanwhile, there are other people who need new schools, and there are other schools that were built by communities that also need to be, you know, assisted. So it's very important that we take care of our schools. We make sure that the 13% allocation of the budget, it's you know, used for doing the daily maintenance.
Mm.
Because even in our houses, you can't stay in a house where you've got
you
three broken
maintain.
Windows. When the window is broken, you fix it immediately.
Yeah.
When the garage door is not working.
Mm.
So it's a culture that we need to have in our school to say we don't have to wait for a situation where a school, it's now dilapidated and there's an outcry to say no one the department to come in. Meanwhile, you do have committees in the schools who are supposed to take responsibility of making sure that we maintain our school. So we want this to become a daily thing. And maintenance, that's why we call it a regular, call it a daily maintenance, because it's a daily maintenance. You need to make sure that when the window is broken, you fix it tomorrow.
You fix it,
When the door handle is broken, you buy another one, you fix it. And some of these things, it will work best if you also have these learners participating, because if there's a broken window at the school, you go and buy it and request
then
the
learner take care of it.
Who broke the window to say, no, let's fix the window together.
Yeah.
And they fix the window. Then it becomes a culture to say, no, I must make sure that I don't break a window. I must take care of my school. But once you have a school that is well taken care of, it's not easy to have that such a school being vandalized in any way, even by the members of the community.
Babu General Sambu, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait to see who's the best man today.
No, we also cannot wait, but all of them, for me,
they are the best.
Mm-hmm. And we've spoken to some of the principals. You get a sense that you're talking to a leader of a school, you're talking to a CEO of a school who knows how to maintain the schools. And thank you so much for this opportunity. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. We are the ones who are excited to be here.
Sure.
And yes, my family, that is Sir Gerald Sambo. And yes, he is, of course, my family, the spokesperson for the Mpumalanga Department of Education. But do remember that today we are awarding and honoring the cleanest school right here in Mpumalanga. And there are four schools from four districts that have been chosen. There's Babati Primary School from Buhlabela District. There's Muhula Primary School from Ethanzeni District. There is Tandanani Primary School from Gertsibande District. And Makause Combined School from Ekangala District. And today, one of them is going to walk away with the first prize. And these are district winners. Then they have now advanced to the provincial stages. And this is where they are going to be honored. And we wish them all the best. You've heard, it's cleaning everything, bullying, and making sure that the manners even at the schools are up there. Our children are really, really, really mannered when they get to schools, learners to their teachers or educators and vice versa. So this is all in the name of Randza Shikolo Shawena, which means Love Your School campaign. Let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more and talk about this. This is like really exciting. We're going to take the sounds of King D Music. He's featuring Daytrick Haddon right there. And the title of the song is Praises. And that will be followed by G423 Above All.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.